You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Eric Bickle. And joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our pal Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington. What's going on, Rick?
Oh, just getting ready for more football again. Doesn't that sound weird? But here we go.
Already? How so?
OTAs are next week.
So
a couple weeks of that, mini camp, you know, it never ends.
Right. So will you be out there?
Yeah. I'll be out some.
And then could you really glean? I know we've talked to you about it before, and you've been doing it a long time. So, you know, I'm sure you have gleaned some things through the years, but isn't it hard in those OTAs, et cetera?
Yeah. I mean, especially linemen, you know, because they're just pushing and shoving and not hitting each other. But you can see, you know, things like tight ends really tell me something. You can see the preciseness. You know, last year, Jaden, the thing that really impressed me about Jaden is the ball is never on the ground, ever. It's, you know, such a high completion everywhere. And I noticed that right away. But you notice who's into it, who can absorb things. And you can also see who's not a ball player. That becomes obvious, too. I mean, sometimes, like Brandon Sheriff, and one day I say he's not a tackle, he's a guard. If I see that, what are they doing? You know, and they did move him a guard. So you do get some glimpses of things.
What is your take on, by the way, just since we're talking about him, what is your take on Sinnott? You know, like a lot of people will want to kind of give up on him after, you know, kind of a lackluster year. But my take is Ertz did just so much more than they ever expected that he wasn't really given that many opportunities. I wouldn't write him off at all yet.
Oh, Ertz is a baller, man. You keep this guy.
Yeah.
Is he perfect? He's a little slower than he used to be. He used to kill the Redskins.
Right.
But Ertz, what they did last year, I thought was a master class in coaching on several levels. And one of the keys was they said, hey, Jaden, you be you. Don't worry about leading this team as a quarterback. We got other guys. One of those guys was Ertz. Ertz will beat your butt in practice. They'll torment your soul. I watched him all the time. And that kind of guy lifts everything up to what they were doing. I'd keep him another year, absolutely.
I mean, that's fine, but you don't draft Ben Sinnott 53 overall to catch five balls and just be a blocker. Like, he has to take some steps and strides in year two.
should be a transition between the two. You know, I mean, you took Hurts for 1 year. You hoped to maybe it was good enough to do two. You got that. But do you go another year past this year? Probably not. So, I mean, if you think Sennett's good enough, but this coach will play people who are good enough. So why isn't he on the field? There's the question.
All right, so what are you hearing about the stadium? We had that big announcement a couple weeks ago, and now there's been a lull.
All right, let's cut all the way to the end of this. Right now, I think it's a 7-4 vote for, okay? And then you got two votes left, and they can go, well, if I had to vote for it, I would, but I don't have to. So I'm going to vote against it and tell everybody I'm the tough guy who, you know, was for voters. So that would make it 7-6. 7-6 wins approval. Even if it's a 6-5, you know, they're not going to vote it down. It'll still be a 7-6. It's going to be a 7-6, just like Nats Park. The question is, favors have to be met. Things have to get done. But eventually, it's going to be a 7-6 vote.
When is the vote?
When? Well, you know, part of this, it's tied into the mayor's budget, which hasn't shown up yet. And all these people go, oh, no, they're going to miss the July 15th deadline to approve the stadium deal. Yeah, who cares? That date, you can just change the date. You know, that's not a big deal, even though people like to make it out to be. Because people want this done. It's not like you got to pay. You don't even have to pay your taxes on April 15th if you don't really want to. I do. But, you know, you can get extensions. That's not a big deal. So it might be late summer because there's a lot of vetting that goes into all of this. A lot of money. And why the mayor is so late? Because, the federal government pulled back $100 billion on them or whatever. So that's caused a trickle effect on this whole thing. But it won't change anything as far as when everything gets done in the end. It's just paperwork.
Rick, am I a crazy person for going through the Commanders 2025 schedule that was released? I believe that was last week. And somehow I found 13 wins on that 17-game schedule. Is that crazy? I mean, they won 12 games last year.
Yeah, you're crazy. But, having said that, I put down 11, and that was surprising to me even. You know, it's a hard schedule, man. Every week, you're placing somebody hard. Right. And you got a lot of tough trips. They've got 5 road games that basically they'll come back to the park about 5 a.m. on Monday morning, so that blows your Monday traveling all night. So the logistics, they travel the 10th most, and that's the Madrid game too. Not an easy schedule, but, you know, it's like Buffalo in a way. Look how good Buffalo's been the last 5-8 years. Can't punch through. Been a good team, just can't quite get there. That's a challenge that Washington faces with those type of schedules.
Talking to Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington. You can follow him on Twitter, @Snide_remarks. One of the things you talked about in the last week was the stadium and the bouncing stands. How important do you think that is for the ownership and the fans?
Yeah, I saw that the team president mentioned, oh, the owners want bouncing stands. Who's been talking about that for a long time? Me. I always said, find a section, get the hydraulics out. You'll charge more for it, and it'll recapture some of that old RFK fund they had. And obviously, the owners I do know watch my videos, I'd say. Hmm. They've told me. So I think it's a great thing. It's nostalgia. It didn't have to be the whole place. But, you know, the old bouncing stands were because they were temporary baseball bleachers. So they weren't cement. You know, so that's how they could bounce. I think people, they'll do it. They'll enjoy it. The new stadium, you know, they're going to have a glass, you know, west end zone where you can see the Capitol. You can't see the Washington Monument like the pictures. It doesn't line up that way. But whatever, that's just details. You know, it's going to have a roof. I don't have any problem with that. People are like, why, you want to sit out there in 20 degrees? You got to remember, this new stadium is not going to be for the average Joe anymore. The new stadium is for the rich folks in town. And the average Joe is going to be going to 1 or 2 games. They can't afford it. The PSLs are going to be backbreakers. This is K Street lawyer stuff. That's a real shame. I think it's wrong, but that's the NFL. Did you see where San Francisco sold a valuation yesterday of making their team $8.6
billion? Wow.
Yeah. So when you do this kind of money, these people want their money back. And it's going to be a shame. It's going to be a beautiful place that you go to once in a while.
Rick, are there other stadiums that have, like, built-in sort of hydraulics so that the stadium can rock, or would that be unique?
I guess I'm a visionary on this. I don't know anybody else who does.
Right.
But I know, you know, come on, hydraulics, you can't do this in a $4 billion stadium. You can't put one or two sections there. I know they can. Now, the question is, are you trying to rely on nostalgia and history too much? Should we be going forward instead? And it's going to be a beautiful place. I know they're going to have a Hall of Fame section concentrating on the past, which the, probably next to the gift shop, but it's going to be nicer than anything people expect. So they're going to cash in on that. They should. But there's no going back to RFK like it was back then. Very few people sat in those stands in 96 are still going to go to games in 2030. You know, it aged out. So it's a new era. So you do take a little bit of a nostalgia risk with the bouncing stands, but the owners appreciate that point, and I think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Why can't you have a nod to nostalgia? Nothing wrong with that at all.
It's just, you know, Joe Gibbs isn't 43 anymore and coming back to coach this team. It's going to be a whole different vibe. Everyone's going to be new. The stadium will be beautiful. It's going to do all these great events in town. This is a win-win for everybody. You know, the council just has to play politics about who's for it. But as long as they have a majority vote, that's all that matters.
All right. I know that you've pontificated here. I haven't clicked the video yet, but about the tush push, give us your position on it.
So I basically said, why outlaw something they're doing well? They're doing it well. It's up to you to stop it. If you can't stop it, then it sucks for you. But you shouldn't take away a weapon. Vince Lombardi had three plays, sweep left, sweep right, and go straight ahead. And he dominated. They didn't outlaw the sweep. You know, it's up to you to figure out how to stop someone. And if you want to do it yourself, figure out how you can do it. It's pretty obvious how they do it. They're just good at it. And I think it's wrong to outlaw it, even if it is the Eagles.
Well, don't you also think it's wrong that they're allowed to push, but on a defensive side, the linebackers, for example, aren't allowed to push the D linemen?
I guess Frankie Louvu's airborne for this.
Right. If you're going to do that, let the defense push.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me. Yeah. I mean, that's, and maybe that's the counter that you can do. But if someone's doing it well and beating you with it, it's not their fault. It's your fault. So quit being sour. Just go ahead and let the play go. They won't be able to do this forever because the personnel will age out. They have unique people to do this. It's not so hard that no one else can do it. They just don't want to. They want to cry about it and outlaw it.
Right. Overall, were you surprised, or do you think it's a net win for the franchise that they have so many sort of primetime games and standalone games and that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, it takes them back to the national spotlight more. I mean, it sucks for us who have to cover them, but it elevates this team back into the national spotlight that's been void. And basically, TV overcompensated by saying, all right, finally, a new, you know, one of the old Giants is back and we can use them again. That's why they got so many TV games coming up. Like I said, it's a little hard on the players. But look at Kansas City. They'll play any day of the week and still win.
Are you working on your Spanish, or are you going to head to Spain?
Thinking about it, you know. We'll see how much dinero I have in the end. But it'd be a unique opportunity to go. So I'm hoping, but we'll see.
Hey, Rick, I'm checking out @Snide_remarks on Twitter. How are the pizza reviews going? And a little birdie told me you have a caveman cookbook that's out. Can you give us details on that?
Yeah. I mean, people started bugging me again about, you haven't had a pizza review in a while. Sorry, I've been trying to eat healthier, you know. But I even ate a healthy pizza. It was all right. But nothing like, you know, the regular pizzas. And I do have, I had an old book in 2000 called Secrets of Caveman Cooking. I pitched it as a joke. Some publisher bought it. I had to do it. Well, you get your rights back after so many years on books and all, long story. But I'm reissuing it. It might be out on Amazon today or definitely by tomorrow on it. And secret to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Caveman cooking. It's all outdoor cooking.
Any new twists to it, or are you just regurgitating your old crap?
Oh, no, there's new stuff.
Very good.
You know, you guys replay your old shows, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Fair.
We do what we have to do. But no, there's a bunch of new recipes and new technologies that I talk about. And I have an AI image I created that's just, you know, really great.
Right.
So I used AI for my own benefit. So Secrets of Caveman Cooking will be up on Amazon next day or so.
All right, so I got to get your take on journalism. You're a horse racing guy. We had Greenberg on. We didn't have you on. We had Greenberg on before the Derby, and he wasn't super high on journalism. I think he finished second. That was kind of a sloppy track that day. And then that race at the Preakness, I didn't see it live, but I finally saw it the next day. I watched the whole, you know, 3 minutes. One of the more remarkable races I've ever seen. Just give us your take on that race. Does that rank as one of the all-time greats for you? And then if it was like a normal day, would journalism have fared even better in the Derby?
All right, so I think journalism is a quality horse. There's no doubt. The Derby, I thought, even though it was sloppy, was a fair track.
Okay,
nobody really got messed with it.
Okay,
so he got beat by Sovereignty. It was just better.
Just got beat. Okay,
and journalism is first blocked at the top of the stretch of the Preakness. I thought he's not going to have the room to get through. And then he gets bumped really hard.
Yeah.
And then he just takes off. So I don't know if I'd make it one of the great wins. The time wasn't anything special, but it was gameness. And this is why you don't bet horses off of numbers like some people like to do. You bet them off of who's got the game in them, and that horse did. The two horses are expected to meet in the Belmont. It's going to be a great race, I would think. Journalism, I think, is the better horse. But Sovereignty, I took him in the post parade because he looked like a warrior. So those two could really fight at each other out and see what happens up at the Belmont. But both were impressive horses.
I mean, both of those instances that you mentioned, him kind of like wedging himself through there, forcing his way through like three or four horses, right? Where he got bumped and he just wedged his way in. And then that burst, I thought both of those instances were remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he was the favorite. I mean, this horse, he's a pro. You can see it in him. He's a pro. I mean, I look a lot at body language of horses. That's how I grew up learning how to do mess with them. And this horse, you know, he's an athlete, and he's also like a confident athlete. He knows what's going on in the track. So just Sovereignty just was a better horse that day on him. And he's legit. You know, he was basically the second choice in the Derby. So
right.
he wasn't a fluke.
Was it journalism we were talking about the other day? What horse was it that the jockey got in trouble for whipping him too many times?
Yeah, that was Sovereignty's horse, wasn't it?
Sovereignty?
I think it was. It was, he got fined $60,000 for excessive whip on it. I guess he got carried away. But the jockeys win $250,000. That's their payday.
Right.
For winning these kind of races. So, I mean, $60,000 sucks, but still made a lot of money,
right?
On it. And they do try to, you know, some jockeys just hit the horses too much, and they're just, this is abuse. You know, they do have limits.
What is the number like six times? It sounded like a pretty low number.
How many times he hit them?
Yeah,
I didn't see the number, but I watched it. Yeah, he could have done it less. And that's the stewards don't do this arbitrarily. I mean, you really have to do a bad job for them to do that. So, you know,
what do you mean you have to do a bad? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, are you whipping a horse because it's encouraging him to win, or are you just too excited and just doing it as a matter of fact? You know, you're supposed to just use the whip a little if he's not
down the stretch, right?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, it does sting a little, I'm sure. But it's supposed to encourage him, but you're not supposed to dominate the horse. And a lot of times guys whip them too much in losses, you know, trying to, you know, get more out of them. And it's not worth it. So that's why they try to protect the animals here.
All right, Rick, good stuff. It's Rick Snyder. Rick Snyder's watching at Snide_remarks on Twitter. Always great catching up.
All right, guys. See you.
Yep. All right. Thanks,
talking,
buddy.
Man.
Later in the show, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us. He'll jump on at 9 o'clock. Coming up next, what's happened to these New Orleans escapees?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.